Good morning. Welcome to Apple Turnover for May 15th, 2023. The New York Mets lost to the Washington Nationals 3-2 in a finish of a suspended game on Sunday afternoon. The New York Mets defeated the Washington Nationals 8-2 in a full game on Sunday afternoon slash evening. It was quite the day for Mets fans. Let's talk about the good stuff first. Even in the suspended game, the Mets looked better than you maybe would have expected from looking at the 3-2 score. More than that, the team seemed to be doing a decent job of rebounding. You know, they came into the game down, and then, or came into the resumed game down. It's hard to talk about a game like this. They came into a resumed game down 1-0, instantly tied it. Then they went down 2-0, and then tied it, and then eventually lost 3-2. But you know, there seemed to be more fight in the team than we had seen in a little while, and I really can't get terribly mad about the results of the game. And look, would I like the Mets to have won? Of course, I would have. But you know, there was some stuff that was encouraging to see. You know, Michael Perez had 4 hits, which never thought I would see. But you know, here we are. And you know, overall things just looked okay. Obviously, you never want to see CJ Abrams up at bat ever again, because he just killed the Mets in the first game. He got a home run off of Dominic Leone, who I thought was going to need Tommy John based on the way the team talked about him with his elbow the other night. So that happened. But we also got a pretty good performance from a returning Dennis Santana and returning and departing Dennis Santana, as he was designated for assignment after the game, which is kind of a shame, because I think that was easily the best Santana performance I've seen in terms of pure stuff. But you know, that's the way the cookie crumbles sometimes. Maybe the Mets figured he passed through waivers once, he'll do it again. Hopefully that's the case, but we'll see. But the real story of the day was the second game, the 8-2 victory, started by Max Scherzer. He looked really good in 5 innings. I don't know if they took him out because they just felt like, you know, easing him back from his back issues and his neck spasms and all of that. But he looked very, very good across his 5 innings of work. I mean, he gave up 1 run on, let's see, how many hits did Scherzer give up? 2 hits, 1 run, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts. That'll play, especially right now. So it was nice to see him come back and look nice and crisp. That's the word. It was a crisp performance from Scherzer, and that's what you need. It was also an offensive explosion, you know, which was nice to see. Nice to see Jeff McNeil hit across both games. Nice to see Lindor had a couple hits in the second game. But to me, the big ones were Starling Marte and Mark Canna, each of whom had a couple of hits. Canna also, how else can I put this, slapped his ass when he had his second double of the day, and then a number of Mets on the bench slapped their asses it was like a routine. Canna slapped his ass, they slapped their asses, and look, I don't really know what that means. Do I want to know? Sure, but I don't need to. If it's their thing, it's cool. But if this means we're going to get people slapping their asses in the stands at Citi Field, I'm all for it. That sounds fun to me. Sounds like a fun little fan celebration. And, you know, Canna seems like a legit good dude in almost any metric muster. But what was really cool was, aside from Francisco Alvarez, every Met that came up to bat in the second game got a hit or a walk. They piled on when they needed to. It was just nice to see. It was a really nice thing. And so the Mets took 2 of 3 so far from the Nationals. They have another game with the Nats tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern. And, you know, they've at least split the series. Hopefully they can win another game and, you know, get their first 2 back-to-back wins in a very long time. So that would be a nice thing. What would also be nice is if you went to homerunapplesauce.com or patreon.com/homerunapplesauce and supported this podcast directly. It would also be nice if you followed me on Twitter at @BrianEatsAnApp. But regardless if you do that or not, until next time, let's go Mets.